We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Also brought to you by DeKalb. Winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb brand corn. And by Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelter.com.
1, 2, 3. Incomplete. Start drinking it, folks.
Eli Drinkwitz's Tigers are going to knock off the defending national champions.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
From inside the beautiful South End Zone complex at Furrow Field in Columbia, welcome to Tiger Talk with Mizzou football coach Eli Drinkwitz. I'm Mike Kelly. We've got a good show for you on tap tonight. A little bit later, we'll hear from running backs coach Curtis Looper, recruiting coordinator Jake Bresky, and our player guest tonight is running back Larry Rountree III. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Speaking of Shelter, let Shelter take you to the zoo this football season. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. They'll register you for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger home football game during the 2020 season. The Missouri Tigers have won their last two games to go to 2-2 on the season, and now a trip to Gainesville, Florida this weekend to take on a top 10 team in the Florida Gators. With that, let's say good evening to the head coach, Eli Drinkwitz. Always great to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Excited about this week, this opportunity. Had a good week of practice so far, so good to wrap it up on Thursday.
And a consistent week in that the week started with you knew who your opponent was going to be, and the week is going to finish with that opponent.
It's still early yet, but yeah, right now we're on the right track. Yep, we're tracking the right way.
How was the work week?
It was good. I thought our guys have had really good focus. They know what it takes in order to win. Obviously, it's going to be a tremendous challenge on the road, but I like the way this team prepares. The energy they have at every practice has been good.
To be able to go out and win a shootout like you did a few weeks ago against LSU, and then have to really flip the script and grind it out, beating Kentucky at its own game. Does that speak to a maturity level with this team in terms of attention to detail, focus, and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously it talks about focus and being able to handle the changes in the game plan and being able to handle how we're going to do things. And I think it shows the attentiveness to their coaches and making sure they understand, you know, how we all got to work together in order to win.
What a crazy stat sheet after the game against Kentucky. I mean, just absolutely not. The number of plays that you were able to run, the time of possession. I don't know that I've ever seen 43 minutes of time of possession by any Missouri football team.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen that before either. It was interesting. Larry Rountree had more carries than Kentucky had total plays. So that's always a good stat and a good feeling. you know, we knew we needed to control the football and possess the football. We felt like keeping it away from them as long as we weren't turning it over was our best chance to be successful. And, you know, our kids bought into that message. They knew they needed to execute. I think we were 4 for 5 on third down and our fourth down, which was is always good. Those are critical situations to execute. And so hats off to our team.
Yeah, hats off to your team. And really, it illustrated this is such a great sport, right? It's such a great team sport. It illustrated how one unit can work off the other. Mm-hmm. In essence, how the 21-play drive, while you didn't come up with points, absolutely gassed their defense, energized your defense. They were well-rested. They come up with 3 and out.
Yeah.
And there's no better thing to do with a hot offense than giving them the football right back.
Right, yeah. And then, you know, obviously the next drive, I think we scored in 5 plays or something like that. So, absolutely, we were definitely playing off of each other. I think it really started with that first drive. They came out and took the football, which surprised us, and then threw it 3 straight times. We defended all 3 of them really well, you know, got the ball, and I think our defense kind of knew at that point. If we knew they weren't going to be able to, the way we had established the game plan, we were absolutely not going to let them run the football. And so for us to defend those first 3 passes with confidence, knowing, all right, this thing's going to work, and really just a tremendous job by Coach Walters and the rest of the staff.
Well, and you look at the job that from a defensive, particularly up front, those guys don't get a lot of headlines. They take on a lot of blocking. They gap control, trying to allow linebackers to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been so sound in terms of gap integrity in each of the last couple of games, haven't they?
Yeah, they've done a really nice job. I thought really it was probably Akil Byers' best game. He's really done a nice job of playing with great effort and holding his block. Mm-hmm. And we're asking him to play multiple positions because of the injuries. And really appreciate the way he plays. And then obviously Trey Williams and Trajan Jeffcoat on the edge on third downs really give us a boost. Rushing the passer so it's really starting to come together. Obviously, this test this week is going to be tremendous. And so, you know, I told our guys we got to focus on our fundamentals and details. Anytime you're going to have one-on-one matchups the way we're going to have them, we've got to be fundamentally sound and have great technique.
Josh Bledsoe continues to rise to the occasion when his team needs him most.
Yeah, you know, he's obviously a senior, and he's playing at a high level, and we need that to continue this week. But he's got great character and great toughness.
What I loved about your defense is that when he ripped the ball out, there was no hesitation whatsoever. They knew the ball was out.
Yeah.
And started signaling over the sideline to you. Walk us through that, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, they were making the case that they had gotten the football, and obviously Kentucky was trying to hurry it up. So I went over there and had called the timeout to challenge it. And right when I did that, they had buzzed down to say, hey, we need to take a closer look. But you always got to trust your players.
Yeah.
You know, you got to trust your players and have their back. And consequently, I know that they have my back. And so that it's easy when they're convincing about it.
I'm just glad you didn't have to run 20 yards and pass the numerals on the field to get somebody's attention in that situation, because that happened a couple of times.
Yeah. On that 2-minute drive, I had to go in there and get the timeouts called. I exercise in the morning on the elliptical just for those purposes.
Run defense, we talked about that. I mean, again, you look back against Bama, 111 yards on the ground. Tennessee rushes for 232. Last two, though, 49 for LSU, 95 for Kentucky. And then on third down, and this is something that you talked about after the Tennessee game, is how much better you had to be on third down. The last two opponents are 2 for 19 on third down.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with stopping the run. I think we realized against the Tennessee game that we're not able to not make a team play one way. We have to, with the way we play in our secondary, we have to make a team one-dimensional. And that's really the only way to win football games, in my opinion. And so we made a concentrated effort to stop the run and then improve on third downs. And whether that was with coverage disguise or whether that was with pressure or better technique, we have to improve. And hats off to our guys. You know, the first 2 games, it wasn't where we wanted to be, and the last 2 games has gotten better.
Tiger Heads coach Eli Drinkwitz. I'm Mike Kelly. We're off and running on Tiger Talk from the South End Zone Complex here at Faurot Field in Columbia. A little bit later on, Curtis Looper will join us. We'll also hear from Jake Bresky and Larry Rountree III as our player guests. We'll continue after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me 2 mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you need a lawyer for a criminal case,
you need the expert legal team at Harper, Evans, Wade, and Nettavire.
With over 100 years of combined experience, our attorneys defend against all charges in municipal court, state court, and federal court.
We know how to build strong defense strategies. We're aggressive and thorough.
We get results.
Harper, Evans, Wade, and Nettavire will fight for you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
In Missouri, 1 in 7 individuals faces hunger on a regular basis. Through its partnership with Feeding America, the Food Bank of Central and Northeast Missouri is able to secure more than $500 worth of groceries with every $25 donation. Join the Mizzou Tigers and tackle hunger in Central and Northeast Missouri during Score Against Hunger presented by MPIX. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more. The Food Bank is proud to be the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics.
On the field or in the field, winning is a mindset, growing and evolving throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn, offering exclusive genetics and whole farm solutions for consistent yield potential season after season. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb brand corn. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities. For award-winning claims and sales service, find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
The club at Old Hawthorne is a terrific golf course with amazing practice facilities, which is why the Mizzou golf teams play here. Here's what you might not know. The club at Old Hawthorne is a community with a welcoming environment that's a perfect fit for an active lifestyle. Golf, tennis, pickleball, swimming, and a fitness center with classes all at one club. The club at Old Hawthorne. Visit oldhawthorne.com to learn more or schedule a tour. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. How much do I love Old Hawthorne? I live here.
Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. This year, the Food Bank celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Score Against Hunger campaign. Hunger knows no season. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIX. I want to talk offense in this segment with you, and a little later on we'll visit with a couple of people from the offensive side with Curtis Looper and also Larry Rountree the third. I'm just curious, the last 2 weeks, you know, winning, certainly in your first year, you beat the defending national champions. That gives you a level of credibility as you're laying the foundation. You do what you did at Kentucky, that adds to that layer of credibility. Just what have the last 2 weeks been like for you, Coach?
It's really been more about the team and those guys not giving up and not giving in to the negativity or the questioning of, you know, I mean, we were having people opt out, we're having people transfer, mm-hmm. and you know, I think there's always that, is this stuff really going to work? But hats off to the senior leadership and our captains and nobody really blinking and just continue to buy into the message and knowing that we were close, we just needed to improve in some key areas. And, you know, I think as far as, you know, offensively in both those games, you know, we call ourselves pro tempo, which is pro style concepts, tempo based. But each week we come up with a brand new game plan. I mean, we are game plan specific, and whatever we feel like gives us the best chance to attack their defense. It's never about stats. It's always about how do we win this game. And for us, you know, we felt like LSU took a different style than what Kentucky was going to take. And this game's going to take a totally different style and mindset. And so, you know, that's to me the fun in coaching.
Describe the level from your point of view that your senior running back Larry Rountree is playing at right now.
Well, I think he's playing at a toughness factor of 10. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very consistent. You know, he's always excited about being at practice and getting the work in. And you know, he does a really good job in protections and picking up blitzes and being unselfish. And so, you know, I think the game is pure and it rewards the guys who do the things the right way. And so, you know, we have a saying, the game knows. The game knows, and I think it is rewarding Larry.
You know, the other thing that was evident in the Kentucky game is that when you had that change of pace, and I'm talking about personnel, and Roundtree's out, who's going to punish you, and Beatty comes in, particularly late in the game, and that burst of speed through the hole, that's really tough for a defense, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a totally different style of runner. One, you're going to have to get behind your pads and really try to run through them, and the other one you're going to have to try to hold on to and find. And, you know, I think we can continue to do a better job mixing it up and getting both those guys, in and out of the game a little bit better and rotating and getting. But, you know, we had a key third down in the red area that on the first touchdown that Tyler came in and ran a great route, and we just have a lot of confidence in him and Larry, and so it's a good dynamic to have.
He's so versatile. Is Tyler? Is he better over the course of the last few weeks, just in terms of getting his pads at the right angle and getting north and south?
Yeah, I think he's just continuing to get more and more comfortable with our schemes and getting those live carries against defenses and seeing how we're designing plays and the holes they're supposed to be hit in.
Larry needs 54 yards to become the all-time leading rusher as a running back at Missouri. Brad Smith has the all-time record. So that's something that could happen this weekend, and we're excited for him. I mean, as you know, he's a terrific young man.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to win, he's going to have to get there. So, you know, we need him to take care of the football. And, you know, I think the coolest thing about it is really he doesn't even care about any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. He just wants to win and practice and get better. And I think that, again, is the hallmark or the sign of a really good teammate and player.
What do you think of your quarterback? And again, here's a guy that's making his third start, and you knew he had to take what the defense gave him in this game.
Yeah.
And he didn't get greedy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he handled the game plan great, and then I thought he really excelled on third downs. I think he was 8 for 9 on third downs and really had a couple of extremely nice pocket movements, pushing up in the pocket, making the throw, continuing drives. You know, they were giving us a lot of different looks. We had multiple, I mean, I think we had 20 third downs, you know, that's not always easy. So he did a really nice job, and he's continued to grow and take a step forward. You know, this week's going to be a whole new challenge. It's probably the most athletic defense that we've played, including Bama. It's the most multiple as far as pressures and defensive totality. I mean, they got a ton of scheme defensively. So this is going to be a real challenge, you know, something that we can continue to grow from.
Sean Davis gave me a note before the show started. On third down this year, Bazelak's 24 of 31, 77% of his passes completed for 245 yards.
Pretty good.
Not bad for a young guy that's still got a long way to go.
Yeah, I mean, we pride ourselves. Part of our philosophy is execution and executing under pressure, and that's why we spend so much time preparing for third downs and red zone, because those opportunities are abundant, and if you can execute in those situations, you can win games.
What did you think of the play of Dylan Spencer and Javon Foster coming in that game?
Yeah, you know, Dylan, I thought, really handled himself well. You know, there's a couple plays that he's going to learn from and get better from. And, you know, we talk about the growth being better from week one to week two. Well, for him, he's going to be better from his first game action to his second game action. And, you know, Javon really came in the last, I think, maybe four or five plays. So he didn't get a ton of reps. But we're excited about Javon. We know he's a good player, and he's continuing to grow and develop. And so I think both of those guys will continue to have good careers here.
Still to come on Tiger Talk, we'll visit with Curtis Looper. We'll also hear from Jake Bresky and Larry Roundtree III. Our final segment with the head coach is coming up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Mizzou football is full of traditions. The tradition of loyal fans cheering on their favorite team, of hard work and dedication, of celebrating victories and learning from challenges. Les Bourgeois Vineyards, the official winery of Mizzou Athletics, introduces a line of wines crafted to pair perfectly with all of our Tiger traditions. Mizzou Vintage. So raise your glass to our favorite team. Cheers, Tigers. Mizzou Vintage. Tradition. Bottled. MizzouVintage.com.
I had my life all planned out. That college diploma was within my grasp, and I was ready to conquer the world. Then the unexpected happened. I got pregnant. I didn't think I could handle a baby, not at that point. So I went online, and what I found was so unexpected. People who cared about me, about my health, and about my future. Pregnancy help centers are there with a pro-woman approach to life's biggest decisions. Learn more at adsforlife.org. This message brought to you by the Vitae Foundation.
At all our press conferences and on every game day, Sumner One is behind the scenes keeping Zoo Nation informed. The official document technology partner of the Mizzou Tigers, Sumner One provides more than printers and toner or press notes and stats. They're a teammate with business solutions that keep the Tigers roaring. Go to SumnerOne.com. See how they can keep your business roaring too. That's SumnerOne.com.
The 2020 Ford F-150 is built for the Midwest with everything you want in a pickup. Want the power and efficiency of a potent six-engine lineup? Want top-rated towing and best-in-class payload that never quits? What about the latest driver assist tech that gives you the confidence for any road ahead? The 2020 F-150 has it all and more. That's what makes F-Series the top-selling truck for 43 years and counting. Get behind the wheel of an F-150 today at your quality Ford dealer, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR.
Tiger Talk continues from the South End Zone Complex here at Faurot Field in Columbia. Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri running back coach Curtis Looper. Hey, whenever you compete, winning has roots. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant to cal brand corn. This episode of Tiger Talk, along with other content and episodes available on the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast presented by Shelter Insurance. Be sure to subscribe today. Last week, Nick Saban, who has been for years known not only as a disciple of Don James, but a defensive guy, said that, and it was almost kind of a final admittance, that the game has changed to the point where offenses are now winning games, as opposed to in the past where it was the good defense that won championships. How did we get here?
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's always true. I think you look at the teams that win in championships in the most recent time, they've had pretty dominant defenses at the same time. I think there is a case to be made that you can have offenses that win games for you. It's just, you know, defense travels.
Right.
There's going to be a time if you play a 14-15 game schedule that offensively it's just not clicking, and you better have a defense in the back pocket that can shut people down, create turnovers, and I'm pretty sure last year OU was pretty good offensively, and they got smoked pretty good by LSU. Now, LSU had an unbelievable offense, but that defense wasn't exactly terrible.
Right. You know,
and so I think it's a mixture of both. I do think that quarterbacks are getting really good. I do think that RPOs have really put secondaries in a bind, and I think that's probably the biggest adjustment.
Are they doing enough from the way the game is officiating to allow for substitutions on the defensive side now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably over the top. They allow you to match any type of personnel. And to me, I think tempo is probably the most I think controlling the tempo is important. I don't think just running plays as fast as you can is as big an advantage as it was even 10 years ago. I think now people have kind of caught up to it. Defenses can get lined up. At the end of the day, my opinion of what's happened on defenses is they're trying to do too much. And so you can't defend everything. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible. There's offenses are too good. You got to figure out what can you be good at and what can you defend and what can you take away and force them to play a certain way. And if you do that, you got a chance to win because you know, hey, they're not going to run the ball. It's pass. I got to focus on my technique and fundamentals in this pass defense.
You know, though, too, the longtime purists, if you will, of the game are looking at the numbers that are being scored and the number of points and yards that defenses are giving up. And it's skewed. It's changed, right, in terms of what is the mark of a good defense in terms of offense allowed and points scored.
Yeah, and again, I think that goes back to the style of play that your team plays.
Right.
You know, I think look at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You know, their style of play is very complementary, where their offense and defenses are aligned in a philosophical match where they're going to control the football. Their defense is not going to give up big plays, and so they're going to play off each other, and their stats are going to back that up. What happens is when you get an offense and a defense who are on two different wavelengths, you know, you have an offense who's going to be ultra-aggressive and play fast, and yeah, they may score, but they also may go three and out, and then you got a defense who's ultra-aggressive and going to blitz all the time, and it's either feast or famine, and they're giving up big plays. Well, now you're not working together.
Right.
And I think that's what you have to do a great job of. As a manager of the game, as a head coach, you got to figure out how do we get everybody on the same page and how do we lower our egos and try to figure out how to win.
Let's shift to Florida. What impresses you the most about this team? And let's begin with the offensive side of the ball.
Well, offensively, it always starts with your quarterback. You got a guy who knows how to get the ball to his playmakers. He's a big physical frame. He throws with anticipation. He's got really good skill. Obviously, the tight end is a mismatch nightmare, and then they've got a really good player in Kadarius Toney, who's a former high school quarterback at Blount High School in Mobile. So they've got weapons that they can throw the ball out in space. You know, Kadarius is what I call an eraser. You can have a bad play, but you throw it to him, and he's going to erase it for you. Mm-hmm. And Pitts is an eraser, too, because you get in a man-to-man pressure situation. It's hard for anybody to cover him. They got a big physical offensive line. And then obviously I think Coach Mullen does a tremendous job with his scheme and calling plays. And, you know, he just calls a play. He's a really good play caller. That's why he's who he is.
They've given up yards and they've given up points this year on the defensive side. You know, as you pointed out earlier in the week correctly, into that Ole Miss that was never in question, South Carolina never in question. But they gave up some eye-popping numbers against Texas A&M.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what all went into that, except that some of the guys on the team had corona, so yeah. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But, you know, I think Todd Grantham's an outstanding defensive coordinator, probably one of the best in our conference. He's been coaching in this league for a long time and had great defenses in this league for a long time, whether it was at Georgia, at Mississippi State. You know, I've gone against him when he was at Louisville, and he's had, you know, just tremendous defense. He's got really good players in every area. They don't really have a weakness. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge. And like I said, I think with Coach Grantham in those first two games, he was just making sure that they got off the field with a W. I don't think there was any doubt about that. He was not going to give up explosive plays. And so, you know, I don't know exactly what happened with Texas A&M, but I'm sure they took about 2 weeks to fix it.
Sure. Let me ask you two more questions before we get you out of here. First of all, Curtis Looper.
Yeah.
He was a guy you targeted. He was a guy you wanted on your staff. Why?
Well, I think, one, it starts with he's a great person. You know, it's all about chemistry and your coaching staff and making sure that fourth floor is low ego, high output, and people that are excited about coming to work. I've never met Coach Looper have a bad day. He always shows up with a smile on his face, and he's always willing to engage in conversation about football, outside of football. He's a well-rounded individual, and you know, so I know he's a great recruiter and all those things, a great position coach. He's had a lot of 1,000-yard rushers and has gotten multiple people to the NFL, but at the end of the day, he's somebody that you want in your foxhole every day.
And final question is, I know you're focused on Florida, and rightfully so. You've got a bye week next week, and we also have an election.
Yeah.
You have said that you're going to give the guys time off to make sure that they get a chance to participate.
Yeah, it's all about taking action, and we learned this summer that this is important to all of us. And especially important to our players to engage in their civic responsibilities, which is the main way that you can create change. You know, that's why our founding fathers instituted an election process. That's your way to make voices heard. And it's our way to prevent radical changes within the government on a day-to-day basis. You have a vote. You have it every 4 years. And that's how we're designed. You know, Abraham Lincoln says it best. We're striving to be a more perfect union. It's not perfect, but we're working towards that right now. And it's important for our voices to be heard. And even if you don't like the result, you can lay your head on your pillow because you know you did your best. And so I love it. It's going to be a great day Tuesday, regardless, because we're still the greatest country in the world. And we still have great freedoms. Yeah. And we have a free election. And we understand that the results are the will of the people. Man, that's an awesome blessing to live in a country like that.
It's great to see you. Travel safe. Go get a win this weekend.
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. That is head coach Eli Drinkwitz. I'm Mike Kelly. When we come back, more on Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bags.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Mizzou Nation. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers.
And I'm Matt Michaels, not quite the voice of the Missouri Tigers.
But he is really, really gifted. Each and every week, Matt and I get together for this little thing called the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast, presented by our friends at Shelter Insurance. Each and every week, we promise new content and what's that word you like to say? Hot takes?
Hot takes. Why not? Hot takes. Yeah, that works.
Anyway, join us. The Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance from MUTigers.com.
When a coach approaches a referee about a bad call, the right words will keep him from being ejected. When a woman becomes pregnant unexpectedly, she can feel like she's being ejected from her own life plans. Words matter. The Vitae Foundation's research-based messaging lets women know about caring support and healthy options at local pregnancy help centers. Mastering the words that matter in life. That's Vitae. Check them out at adsforlife.org.
What's the mark of a true fan? Someone who shows up, game after game, supporting their team, no matter what. Celebrating the wins. Hanging in there through the tough times. Passionate and vocal. Loyal and consistent. At Great Southern Bank, that's how we feel about our communities. Proud to be a part of the team, showing up day after day, ready to help however we can. Great Southern Bank, we're fans too. Member FDIC.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that'll get you there. Right now, save $20 on the BGA57 battery blower set. Now just $179.99. Set includes tool, AK20 battery, and AL101 charger. Shop online, pick up at any of over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Find yours at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2020 at participating dealers while supplies last.
On the field or in the field, winning is a mindset, growing and evolving throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn, offering exclusive genetics and whole farm solutions for consistent yield potential season after season. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb brand corn. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Still to come on Tiger Talk from the South End Zone Complex at Furrow Field in Columbia. A conversation with Missouri running back Larry Rountree III. We'll also visit with recruiting coordinator Jake Bresky. Shelter Insurance puts shelter on your team for your insurance needs. You'll be glad that you did. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com for a free personal protection review. We're your shield. We're your shelter. He's in his first year. at Mizzou, the Tigers running backs coach. It's our first time to get a chance to say hello to Curtis Looper. It's great to see you, Coach.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate you taking time. And, you know, this is 2020. When you think about it, what has this been like for Curtis Looper?
Yeah, this has been a year like no other. There's just so many moving parts, so much uncertainty, and it's just so much day to day.
Yeah.
So we, as a staff, you know, Coach Drink will tell you, we just take it one day at a time and try to maximize today. And we can't predict the future, but we try to prepare for it.
I have to go back to the LSU game. And aside from a great victory for this football team and for this program, there was a proud moment for a papa. Afternoon as well, when young Chance got in and had his first collegiate reception, made an All-American player break his ankles on the sideline, and almost went to the house.
Yeah, I was fired up. I was fired up on that one. You know, we had practiced to play all week, and it was a place that he was going to run, and so it was specifically for him. So we didn't know the situation when we would, but, you know, and Drink called the play. I'll call the personnel grouping, which had his name attached to it. I was like, hey. So, you know, I kind of looked up and perked up. And, you know, I saw the coverage, knew what we were trying to do, saw the coverage drain, and, you know, and the rest, you know. Some of the players were tapping me in the back of the head. We were laughing, having a good time. But it's nothing that I didn't expect. You know, the expectations for my son to play well when his time comes.
You know, and I go back to camp and watching practices. 18 made a lot of plays during camp.
Yeah.
So it didn't surprise me when he got his opportunity, he came through.
No, I mean, he can catch the football. That's the, you know, one skill that he has. He has really good hand-eye coordination, and, you know, I was happy for that one. And Connor, I messed with Connor, too. You know, Connor throws a really, really catchable ball. And Chance told me that back in the summer. He says, well, Connor throws a really catchable ball. You know, you don't really know what the definition of that is, but I'm glad he threw that catchable ball that day.
What is it about Eli Drinkwitz that captured your attention early on when you were at Auburn and he was at GA, and then later in life that persuaded you to want to join this coach?
Yeah, I think more so than anything is the man that Eli Drinkwitz is. I knew the culture that he would create here. And it means so much. Once you coach for 20 years, you know, and you're like, well, I only want to go to a place where it's going to be a certain way. And so I was in Texas. I was at home. Family's at home. There's grandparents, uncles, aunties, everyone. So it took something very unique and special for me to want to uproot and leave. And, you know, Drink, I mean, he is that. And he created the culture here that I knew he would. And, you know, he's a player's coach. He's a player's coach in the sense that, you know, players can talk to him and players understand exactly where he's coming from. And then he can coach him as hard as he wants to.
Curtis and Chance are not the only two athletes in the Looper family.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably not. He's not the best. Maybe his sister that's a year younger. She's a volleyball player, top five in the nation in the class of 21, and she's committed to UCLA. And she watches every movie makes on the field, believe me.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously that means that mom and dad are apart. Yeah. And so that's another dynamic to this whole world of football, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough, and it's really tough this year because of the obvious, you know, COVID and the COVID restrictions and all the things that are in place. But it, I think it'll just make you stronger on the other side of it.
Your running back room is pretty special, and not only good football players, but really good people. And you've got a guy and a senior that leads that group that has a chance to become this weekend Missouri's all-time leading rusher as a running back. Explain to us Larry Rountree's makeup and the way that he approaches this great game each and every day.
Yeah, Larry is a I read a quote from Coach Drink last week. That said, Larry comes to work every single day, and he does. He is a student of the game. He is conscientious. He works hard on his body. He works hard on the craft of being a collegiate football player. And, you know, he's just reaping the benefits of it. But he's a joy to coach. When they're that singularly focused like he is, I mean, he has one objective. That's to be the best he can on Saturday so we can win football games.
You started your career as a player at Stephen F., and then, you know, a little term in the Army, which everybody appreciates your service. Yes. Bless you.
Thank you.
But then you finished up at Oklahoma State.
And the other way. I started at Oklahoma State,
okay.
Then military, then Stephen F.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at Oklahoma State, you were with a couple pretty good running backs.
Yeah, there was a couple of running backs
there. Thomas and Sanders?
Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders. Yeah, they were. Yeah, at the time, we didn't know they were Hall of Famers. So it took, I always say, it took a couple of Hall of Famers to put me on the bench, which they didn't really put me on the bench. I had to go play defense.
Yeah.
You know, but special time, special bonds grow because, 30 years ago, we played football together over 30 years ago, and we still talk to this day, like literally today, in a group text that we have. And I tell my players, those are the bonds that you're building here. They don't see it, but they will.
Thanks for your time. I sincerely appreciate it. Look forward to getting a chance to spending more time with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Curtis Looper with us. That's Missouri's running backs coach. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Buying a home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, know the difference between MIP and PMI, deal with offer rejections, show the house to your in-laws, get a home inspection, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so your home purchase is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you find your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The 2020 Ford F-150 is built for the Midwest with everything you want in a pickup. Want the power and efficiency of a potent six-engine lineup? Want top-rated towing and best-in-class payload that never quits? What about the latest driver assist tech that gives you the confidence for any road ahead? The 2020 F-150 has it all and more. That's what makes F-Series the top-selling truck for 43 years and counting. Get behind the wheel of an F-150 today at your quality Ford dealer, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR.
What does greatness look like? It's one of those things, while not always obvious, everyone understands. It's your fourth grade teacher who always listened to you. The lady at your coffee shop who asks about your Jack Russell every visit. Your neighbor who's right there for you with good advice on just about everything. Greatness is sometimes the smallest act of kindness with the largest impact. At Great Southern Bank, we understand what makes our community great are the people. Great Southern Bank, understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
At MU Healthcare, we're taking on COVID-19 with confidence. And with more patients reaching out for care, we're adding more nurses to our team.
My name's Danielle, and I'm an RN at MU Healthcare. Helping people is why I wanted to become a nurse, and there's no better time and place to do that than right now. And as the community relies on MU Healthcare, we need more nurses to help meet their needs.
MU Healthcare nurses receive benefits day one with opportunities for growth. Apply today at muhealth.org/nursing.
If you started college but never finished, or have always wanted to get your degree, let Mizzou Online help you earn your stripes. Choose from 125 online programs, and now more bachelor's options than ever. Take career-advancing online classes in a format that works with your schedule. It looks like everything is coming up you. And you deserve an online degree that's designed to propel you forward. Start earning your online stripes at online.missouri.edu.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Tigers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Tiger Pride, powered locally.
Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. This year, the Food Bank is celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Score Against Hunger campaign. Hunger, as you know, knows no season. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIX. He's a senior from Raleigh, North Carolina, making his fourth appearance on this show. And I'm going to be honest, in my 27 years of doing play-by-play and my 31 years of doing this show, he's absolutely one of my favorite people. His name is Larry Rountree III. It's great to see you.
Good to see you too, man.
And I mean that sincerely. You are a guy that from the word go, mom and dad taught you well, because eye contact, handshake, and listening and then conversing back and forth, you knew how to communicate at a very young age, I would imagine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let's talk about what this has been like for you. I mean, is it hard for you to imagine it, that, man, this is the end of the line? You know, God has blessed me with the opportunity to play 4 years in college, and here we are.
It's fly by, man. It's been a quick 4 years, you know. It's crazy because me and Adam was talking. I was like, hey, man, we're old now. And he's like, yeah, we are old. And I was like, it's like 4 snaps ago. It was like we were freshmen coming in and getting to know each other and going to workouts early in the morning and try to figure out what we were going to do and stuff like that. So it's just time flies, man. That's what I try to tell all the other young guys mm-hmm. that come in. I'm like, man, it's going to fly by. So you better do what you got to do now so you can look past that and look at the good things that happened over the years you've been here.
You were elected as a team captain, and the reason why I bring that up is that how much more important was your voice in terms of how much more was it needed in 2020, particularly during the preseason, the offseason, as disjointed as all that was, with younger guys and trying to make sure that there was a level of maturity and commitment among this group? How important was it for you as a senior to have a voice?
It is very important because I always tell them I expect them to do their best always on and off the field. And, you know, me, I've always never really talked as much. I've always led by example on the field and off. So I would say just me trying to uplift them with knowledge on what I've been through and try to tell them that, you know, these years are going to go by fast, but while you're here now, you know, you're never going to be alone. You know, you can rely on the older guys in your class to help you. We're going to help you, you know, when you have issues and stuff like that. So my voice was really, it wasn't really much of me just going out there and saying,
sure.
It was mainly them pulling them guys aside and letting them know that, hey, man, we got to stay together. So
this group has shown a level of responsibility that I think few people anticipated, right? You don't know how kids are going to react when you're told during the summer, hey, man, pay attention to detail, take care of yourself, take care of your teammates. And I think this team's been very responsible. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
I'm curious, as you look at this group and the locker room and this body of coaches that you know how have around you. You know, I used to ask the question, tell me something we don't know. Tell me something that we don't know, that we don't see about this program that really has uplifted you and changed over the course of the last several months.
I would say y'all don't really see the enthusiasm of the coaching staff. Like, you know, people was talking about the sideline, like, why are you guys so jacked up on that? We need that, you know, and that's something that this coaching staff feeds off of, like the early morning lifts. Like our strength and conditioning staff are jacked in the morning, you know, to build off the enthusiasm to us that we want to be here for you guys. Like they tell us every day, we love what we do and we're here every day to get you guys better. And even Drink one day at practice, he was like, man, can't you tell I love what I do? He was like, I love to do this, man. Can't you tell? I was like, yeah, I really can, because, like, he really genuinely loves the game. He loves helping us. He loves calling the plays. Like, I'll hear him call a play, like, 8 times and just keep saying it over, because he wants to be prepared, like, to say it over and over and over again where he knows it, like his hand, like he just knows it. So it's just the enthusiasm, I would say, has been tremendous over these last couple of months.
So that little love tap that you gave to a defensive back on the sideline in front of your bench show on Saturday, you know, in the lineage of great running backs, it was Derrick Henry-esque, the little pop you gave the little Kentucky defensive back. Kind of ignited your team, too.
Yeah, it's enthusiasm, man. The night before the game, I said, enthusiasm is something that's, again, it can turn something ordinary into something extraordinary. So you have to bring bring that. You never know, you know, in one play, and it'd be a one play, you know, and that could change the whole game.
You have something in front of you this weekend, great opportunity for your football team, but you have a chance to etch your name in the Missouri record book this weekend. You're 54 yards away from passing Zach Ebron, another terrific young man when he was here, and become the all-time leading rusher among running backs. When you hear that, what goes through Larry Rountree the III's mind?
I'll be honest, I never would have thought, you know, coming in here I would rush for you over 2,000. I never, you know, I tell people this all the time. I came in here and I was like, I'm going to be a sponge. I'm going to absorb all the coaching. I'm going to absorb all the knowledge I get from older guys, and I'm going to do my job and run hard for my teammates. It was never – the goal was to never run for 3,000 or 2,000. It was just to run and play for my teammates and do what I'm supposed to do.
Over 100 yards in each of the last two games. What's been the difference in terms of rushing the football the last couple of ball games?
I'll probably say – I'll probably just say being more nasty about it, man. Just being going out there and getting those hard, you know, trenches yards, you know, going in there every play and just running as hard as you can. It might not be a 6 yard or a 7 yard game. It might be a 3, and then the next play is going to be a 3, then a 4, then a 5, and then after that, touchdown. So just getting those nasty, you know, dirty yards that, you know, when you go back to smash my football, you know, running football in the eye, like every play, we 21 blasts every play. So kind of just that, just running a little bit more, like we're going to run it, you know, let's see if you can stop it, kind of mindset.
Couple more questions, because one of the things that also is involved, that has evolved in the running back, and you know Tyler, how dynamic he is catching the ball, but now the ability to come in with you as a bruising back and him exploding through the hole with that change of pace and speed, that really puts a defense on its heels, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just how much does that help you from an offensive standpoint to have that combination?
It helps a lot because at the end of the day, like we know coming into a ball game that me and Tyler always talk, we play, we got to start this on the ground first. It starts in the trenches, it'll end in the trenches, you know. And the line of scrimmage on the both sides of the ball, defense of the ball and offensive, it starts on the line of scrimmage. So with me and Tyler coming in, even Dawson when he comes in and do his thing, it just creates more opportunities for other guys, you know, like Beatty will come in. Like, I was so proud of him the LSU game, because people don't know, but he had a lot going on. He had a little bruise, but he did what he was supposed to do. He actually played. I'm like, man, you know, I'm proud of you, man. You played your butt off. You scored 2 touchdowns. I was just so proud because, you know, that's the fun game, the fun part of, like, college football. Like, you ask me about – was that me going over 1,000, rushing for 3,000. Like, that was never a goal, and that wasn't even the most fun part of college. Like, the fun part and the most, like, best part for me is watching younger guys develop, you know? Like, Tyler, I remember when he came in as a freshman, and he was, you know, snapping, getting into it, and then finally, like, I just seen him now. He's better than what he was, and I just can't wait to see him another year and another year after that, and even seeing the younger guys come in and play. So that's my favorite part about football in college.
Finally, I want to close with mom and dad, mm-hmm. because they have been a tremendous influence in your life and obviously very, very supportive. Your mother and father will both be in the house coming up this weekend when you travel to Gainesville. Mm-hmm. Mother has made how many trips now to Columbia, Missouri from Raleigh, North Carolina?
About every one but one.
Yeah. And what'd you say in the preseason, the car's well over 100 and how many thousand miles?
Like 160,000 miles.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's freshman year, man. Every game.
I know it. Yeah.
Every game.
It's amazing. Yeah. Well, you know, they know you love them and you know that they love you. So just keep it up. Keep playing hard, and really honored to have a chance to spend some time with you over the last 4 years. Good luck to you.
You know, when your mama drive 14 hours, man, you gotta do something on the field, man. Come on now. Your mama drive 14 hours. I don't care if I'm on punt, kickoff, return, kickoff. I'm going to run and have my mama see me play. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, mama show up. You better show out.
You got to show out.
Hey,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
Keep it up. Thank you. Larry Rountree III. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Visit shelterinsurance.com to find an agent to help you pick a policy that's right for you. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Final segment of Tiger Talk from inside the Harper Evans Wade and Neddemeyer Sweep. Suite inside the beautiful South End Zone complex at Faurot Field in Columbia. Our last guest tonight is the recruiting coordinator for Missouri's football program, but I think he is also the award-winning co-host of the new production during camp this past training camp of Inside the New Zoo. Jake Bresky, you did a terrific job, my friend.
Thank you. I'm not sure about award-winning.
Tori and I have talked. We've got
Tori
a trophy.
Carried us.
Yeah.
Tori carried us.
You know, but what a great idea. I mean, I thought, and I said to many people afterwards, that gave Mizzou fans a look at something that they hadn't seen before about this football program.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, Coach Drink, he wants access. He wants what we're doing here. He believes in what we're doing, and I think you can tell around the organization we all believe in it. And just having that opportunity to showcase some different things just because of COVID and not having the regular media out and the regular people to be able to come visit. So it was fun. I mean, it definitely tested mine, Tori's abilities.
But you guys handled it well. We've only got a couple minutes, and so I want to really get into recruiting, because as the recruiting coordinator, you oversee all of that with a group of people. How difficult is it to do your job in 2020 because of COVID?
Brings its own challenges. It's just like 2019 did, having recruits on campus. It's just continuing to sell the vision that Coach Drink has put into place and the process that he has. And, but we have a full staff that bought in, and they're doing what they need to do, whether it's phone calls, FaceTime, Zooms, text messages. I mean, there's just coming up with different creative ways to bring the recruits here virtually.
What do kids want in this day and age? What do they want through the experience of being recruited, and also what do they want in a college?
The most common term you hear is, Coach, I just feel the love, you know, and that's just, honestly, it's just building relationship, you know, showing them that we're going to care for them just as much off the field as we care if, you know, I know we had Larry Rountree, just if he gets an A on the test, it's just as important as him getting 37 carries in the game. And it's just having that relationship that they know they have for the next 40 years and not just these 4 years that are here.
You've been here now for a few years. The impact of the last 2 weeks, a win against LSU and a win against Kentucky, have meant what to this football program and to really the atmosphere that surrounds it?
Yeah, I think just hearing from Coach Ring, it's the results are, you know, all the process and the different things we're doing, the results are showing that it's worth it, that just continue to buy and continue to take one step forward, and the results are going to come. So,
as you came from a football family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this great sport of football, what has it meant to Jake Bresky?
A lot. I mean, just, I don't know if you could really put words into it. My dad was a Hall of Fame coach in South Dakota, 33 years, and so it's been in our family. But I mean, it's taken me to obviously the top level of college football that small town South Dakota kid just kind of dreams about, on playing in the backyard and just getting to witness it, getting to see Josh Bledsoe make that play on fourth and goal against LSU. I mean, it's really just hard to put into words.
Hey, man, great to see you. Apologize we don't have more time, but
no problem.
Up the great work.
Thank you.
That's Jake Bresky. I'm Mike Kelly. That's going to do it for Tiger Talk. Hope you enjoyed our conversations with Curtis Looper, also with Jake, Larry Rountree III, and, of course, head coach Eli Drinkwitz. Tigers on the road this weekend as they take on the Florida Gators. 6:30 is the kickoff. Our coverage begins at 4:30 here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College, Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Central Bank, show the world your true colors with Tiger Checking. And by DeKalb, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb brand corn. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.